This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States will miss President Joe Biden's goal of having 70% of U.S. adults partially or fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by the July 4th Independence Day holiday. But the White House says it expects to hit that mark in a few extra weeks. In a new assessment Tuesday of the country's vaccination effort, Biden's COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, said the federal government expects that 70% of those 27 and older will have gotten at least one vaccination shot by the July 4th holiday. President Biden, who set the 70% vaccination goal for July 4th, has not publicly acknowledged that it is unlikely to be met. Overall, since the pandemic first spread widely in the United States in March 2020, the nation has recorded more than 602,000 deaths and 33.5 million infections. That's more than any other country, according to the Johns Hopkins University. The World Bank announced a partnership with the African Union Tuesday to finance the acquisition and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine for 400 million people in Africa. The announcement comes a day after African finance ministers and the World Bank group met to fast-track vaccine acquisition on the continent and avoid a third wave of COVID-19. The project will be a big step toward helping the African Union to meet its goal to vaccinate 60% of the continent's population by 2022. The World Bank has already approved operations to support vaccine rollouts in 36 countries. By the end of June, it expects to be supporting vaccination efforts in 50 countries, two-thirds of which are in Africa. You're listening to VOA News. Belarus's foreign ministry said Tuesday that Minsk perceives Western sanctions against the Eastern European country as a near declaration of economic war. The ministry issued the statement a day after the United States, the European Union, Britain, and Canada said they would place sanctions on several top Belarusian officials. That action was in response to Belarus forcing a passenger plane bound for Lithuania to land in Minsk on May 23rd. While the plane was on the ground, Belarusian security forces arrested a dissident journalist who was on board. The journalist, Roman Pratasevich, co-founded a channel on a messaging app that helped organize protests against the government of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. Since his arrest, Pratasevich remains detained. He's been seen on state television tearfully apologizing for his actions and praising the president. Lukashenko's critics say they believe Pratasevich has been forced to make those remarks. Fierce fighting continues to rage across Afghanistan, where officials reported Tuesday security forces had reversed some of the recent advances by the Taliban. Taliban insurgents have dramatically expanded their area of control since the foreign troop pullout process formally started on May the 1st, overrunning about 60 districts and inflicting heavy casualties on U.S.-trained Afghan security forces. The insurgent gains have fueled fears that a Taliban return to power is inevitable after all international soldiers leave Afghanistan by a September 11th deadline. Afghan authorities said Tuesday government security forces evicted the Taliban from several districts in northern and northeastern provinces of Balkh, Baghlan, and Kunduz during overnight fighting, killing dozens of insurgents. A Taliban spokesman rejected those claims as propaganda, and it was not possible to seek independent verification of either of those statements. Both sides often issue inflated claims about their battlefield activities. The European Union announced Tuesday it is once again investigating Google for what could be anti-competitive activities in digital advertising. The investigation will try to determine if Google is harming competitors by restricting third-party access to user data that could better target advertising. Google has said it will cooperate in the investigation. The EU has fined Google more than $9.5 billion over the past decade for restricting third parties from online shopping, Android phones, and online advertising. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.